Star 94.1, and we welcome Coco McMillan. Coco, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Wonderful.
You've got a new project.
Yes.
And what's the buzz about that new project?
Well, for one, I'm excited about the project. It's called I've Been Delivered. It's in stores now. You can get it at your Walmart or Best Buy. But there's some wonderful songs on there. I had a chance to work with the late Gerald Levert on a song called Through the Storm. Have some wonderful producers on there. The late Willie Banks' son have a couple of songs. So, I mean, God has just really have used me and some people that's in my corner to put this project together. And I'm just so thankful. And it's going to bless your soul if you go out and get it.
Coco, how have you been delivered?
Well, it goes back to many years ago, just being depressed of so many things going on in your life, and you seem like you can't get a handle of it, and you don't realize that you're going in depression, but you really are, because you're going through this denial thing and just trying to make steps in your life, and you feel like you can't get there because of all the doubt. And, you know, that really affects your walk and your movement and your next steps in Christ. So just delivered from those things and, you know, being out in the world doing the secular music, and, you know, God just really began to speak and say, it's time. You know, it's time for you to do my work, and I'm truly thankful that hearing the voice of the Lord and just going forward.
How hard was it to come in, if I can say, from the world of secular music to inspirational or gospel music? Because we all know that, hey, if I'm Coco McMillan in the secular realm, I could make more, I could maybe reach more people. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's more material things in the secular realm. How hard was it for you to say, I don't want this, I'm going another route?
Yeah. Well, you know, I struggled with it for years earlier on, because I was with Gerald and a lot of other groups for 11 years. And, you know, and I've always been in the church. I was born and raised in the church. And so the whole time I was out there, I was missing something. So it was always like, you know, poking me in the side and saying, okay, Coco, you know, but this is your job, but you know what you need to do. So when I went into the hospital and, you know, I had to recover from the fibroids, you know, the Lord really began to speak to me and say, it's time. And when I went to tell Gerald that, he said, you know, I would release you because, you know, you've been faithful, you've been good, and I'll support you in anything you do. Well, a couple of years ago, he said no. So, you know, it was just perfect timing about everything. Now, what did hurt me was some of the people were saying, you know, I can't believe you leaving Gerald to do a gospel album or to be in the church. I was just amazed. I said, you know, this is because I love the Lord, and I know the work that needs to be done in my ministry. It's not, you won't receive the same money, you won't receive the same fame, but it's about ministry. So it was hard, but yet it was easy, because just, you know, with God on my side, I was able to get through it and not listening to the people.
A two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody about Gerald Levert, how Gerald Levert was, and then tell us, the moment you heard about his death, how did it affect you?
Okay. Well, first of all, Gerald was, he was a wonderful person, a great artist, and he loved music, and, you know, he had a long history, even coming from his father, and just having a chance to work with him, the wisdom and the things that I've learned, loved music, and I was so thankful that, you know, God even allowed me to do that last song with him, because it really, I think the album really ministered to him, because even after I left the camp, he called me back to go to South Africa with him after we did the song, and he began to ask questions, you know, just about, does God love him? It just seemed like God just set me up at that strategic time for him to speak into his life, so as if he was hungry for something, and he received it. So he was very, very passionate about music, and he loved the Lord. You know, yes, he did the secular music, but his heart, he had a great heart. So, you know, I was so thankful that God allowed me to be the last artist to record a song with him, and it was gospel. And the moment, you know, it's so funny that you asked me that, because when we went to South Africa and I began to, you know, minister to him and talk to him, you know, 7 days later, 7 days later, H.J., that's when he passed. Wow. And, you know, that means complete, as if God just said, okay, you know, this is what you need to do at this time for it to speak into his life, you know. And when I got the phone call, I was just overwhelmed. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I was in denial. I was actually in the store, and everything in my hand just dropped. You know, it was a terrifying moment, and this is even before anyone else knew, because they were still at the house with them. And it was just unbelievable. I was just shocked. Wow. I was really shocked. And then, you know, on top of that, by losing Sean, his brother.
Yes.
So it's just been really, really, really tough. And, you know, my heart goes out to the family, because we were very close. We were all a very close camping family. So, wow. It's, you know, my heart just goes out to him and his father.